It don't mean a thing, it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Hello and thank you for joining me today. I am Mindy McNeil and I am very privileged to have in studio. Yes, I'm privileged to have you in studio, Miss Hazel Miller. Don't look so shocked.
Well, hello, cool old world. You know how I love Kubo.
And it's so funny because I was telling her just before we went, we're recording this, but before we started recording, I was like, oh yeah, and I wrote down some notes, but trust me, I don't really need my notes because you got here a little bit early and we were just chit-chatting enough to have our own little interview just out there. And then Susan, she was out there, Susan Gatchett, and so you guys were catching up. So it's, yeah, it's great to have you here, Hazel, so thank you.
It is lovely to be invited. Thank you.
Yeah, and why I have you here is you will be featured today as one of our 31 women who have helped to shape jazz in Colorado.
Wow.
And also, too, you haven't just helped in Colorado. You have like a worldwide phenomena.
Well, I like I was saying, I got an email one night from a disc jockey in Poland.
Mm.
And he somehow, he found out about me, went online, got the CD, and was playing it. And his fans loved it.
Okay.
And I've played my music in Japan, South Korea, Egypt. The only continent I haven't been on yet, well, two. I haven't been on Antarctica, and I haven't been to South America.
Okay.
But I've been to Central America, Far East, you name it. I've only been to Egypt. I wanted to go to Africa, though.
A DJ in Poland heard you.
And started playing it, and five songs he's playing on air, and people are reacting to it. My email was on the back of the album, I mean, the back of the CD,
okay,
so you could buy it. He sent me an email.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the joys of Armed Forces Radio, because I'm thinking that's the only place he could have gotten it from.
Wow.
Yeah, because we played Germany, played England. Oh my stars! We played in France last summer.
Okay, yeah. I think I remember you saying that. Yeah,
that was a hoot.
And you said you have not been to South America or Antarctica.
Mm-mm. Okay. And I don't know if I want to go to Antarctica. It's colder than it is here. I can't do it.
We'll see. And we just had our big storm. But okay, so you've been all over. Where have you not been? I know we just talked about South America and Antarctica.
I've played 49 of the 50 states. I've never played Alaska,
okay,
but I have hope. The weirdest thing I think I've ever done was got off a bus, a tour bus with Big Ed, Todd, and the Monsters.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle of Idaho. And I was a little leery because it was 96, and about two or three years before that, there had been an incident with neo-Nazis,
okay,
threatening these Ethiopian families.
Mm.
And I was a little worried.
Okay.
But now, know me, I love to walk. So I got off the bus, told everybody where I was going so they'd know where to find me, and I walked into town. And turns out that it's a town where used to do all the Olympic winter skiing.
Okay, events or something,
yeah, before,
training events.
Training, okay, before it came down to Colorado.
Okay.
And I didn't bother anybody. I just kept walking, and it was enjoyable.
Mm.
And later that evening, there were some people who came to the meet and greet,
okay,
and after the show, and they were like, weren't you in my coffee shop today?
Oh.
And I'm like, yes. Oh, my goodness. If I had known. And I thought to myself, okay, I misjudged these folks. I took for granted that I would be a target.
Okay.
And I wasn't.
You were.
No one bothered me at all.
Oh, knock on wood, yeah.
See, and that's the glory of saying hi to people.
People, yeah. Because I think we've lost that. So you've not played Alaska, but where is some place? Okay, you've played basically every place.
Oh, yeah.
But where is some place you'd like to play that you've never been?
I've played all over New York City. I've never been inside Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
And just to step on stage and sing backup for somebody at Carnegie Hall would be quite enough for me.
And I know there's a listener or a few out there who are listening on KUVO.org or on the app. So put in a word for Hazel at Carnegie, please.
I mean, Diane, if you're listening and you need two or three backup singers, Coco, Cheryl, and I will come and rock it for you.
And this is the thing, because I'm working on, and this is why I'm so glad you're in studio today, is because I'm working on, like I said, the 31 Women in Jazz. And I know you've worked with Cheryl Renee.
Oh, my
and
goodness, so, she's wonderful.
Yeah. And so she was the 14th of this month. She was one of our women in jazz. So just was really happy to do that. Now
Have you ever heard her scat? Ella Fitzgerald song?
No, I have not.
She does it note for note.
Okay.
And then at the very end, she takes off on her own. And all you can do is sit there, hold on to your seat.
Well, next time I have her face to face.
It's called Lemon Drop.
Okay, because she was here once during one of our pledge drives. So you know what that means. I'm gonna be like, excuse me, Cheryl, we need some help. Now, okay, so I was reading someplace, so I need you to put some things in perspective, because I grew up in Maryland.
Oh.
I was planning to go to L.A., but then I said, I'm going to come to Colorado for 2 years, do the Art Institute, and then leave. Mm. Two, became almost 15, went to L.A., and I was like, people are nice, but I need to go back home. And for me, home was Denver.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard for you, we only got you because the rental truck broke down on the way from Louisville. Okay, so, wait a minute. You were on your way to L.A., but we got you because the rental truck broke down, but then you stayed.
And
so
they refused to fix it, and I was stuck here. I had 2 weeks to get my boys in school.
Okay.
And after the end of that first school year, we had a family talk on a Sunday afternoon. And I said, guys, let's stay. And they liked it, and so we stayed. I had a senior, a sixth grader, and a first grader.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You had the whole range. All right.
6, 12, and 18.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's wild. Okay. And so are the kids still here, or
my youngest one is down in Arizona. Okay. My middle boy, who is actually my oldest son, he lives out by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest one, he's not my child by birth. But
he's still yours.
I got him at 14,
okay.
And he said, when you move, I'm moving. I said, okay, let's go. So I became his legal guardian.
Okay, so you got three boys, mm-hmm. and I heard you talking with our morning host, Victor Cooper, for a bit, and you were talking about getting on the grandkids, about their grades. So how many?
I have three grandkids, 13, 17, and 20.
Okay, so a whole range. So grandma, mom, everything else.
Baby, they own me.
Oh,
and they know it.
Okay.
But you don't get nothing from me if you don't have any grades. You have no grades, Grandma ain't talking to you.
And you got to work for it. Mm-mm. So
you got to have some grades.
And you are a lady who's worked. I mean, you're around town. You're in Boulder, Denver. You're in the Middle East. I mean, you've
got to hustle.
Granny's got to pay for that stuff, those gifts.
Grandma got to hustle.
So, I have been asking these standard questions, but I want to get to know more of you. But I have been asking when I've been speaking to some of the artists that I've been featuring this month, who are some of your sheroes, your female heroes in jazz, and why? Why are they?
I have to say my mother first, because I didn't realize until my mother passed away that one of the reasons she went in the Army at 17 was to get out of Mississippi so that she could sing jazz.
Oh, my gosh.
And she never got that chance. Mm. And I always wondered why she pushed me and encouraged me.
Okay.
And she was always in my corner. But every Sunday night was Ed Sullivan. Mm. It was the only place you saw black people on TV.
Okay.
I saw Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. I saw Nancy Wilson, the real Nancy Wilson, not the one from Heart.
I was going to clarify, because there is another. Okay.
The real one. I saw Peggy Lee. These ladies showed me that you can walk out on stage and sing a song that makes people happy.
Mm.
That you can elicit an emotion that someone needs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing, I think it was Etta James. She was very, very young and very, very pretty, and she had blonde hair. And I think it was Etta James. But she was singing At Last, so it had to be her.
Yeah.
And I was, these ladies, Lainey Kazan, Barbara Streisand.
Mm.
I saw Marion Waters, the first black woman to sing at the Met. She was an opera singer, Marian Anderson.
Okay.
First opera singer, first black opera singer to wow. sing at the Met.
Okay, wow.
And Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was Mrs. Roosevelt's favorite.
Oh,
and
wow.
long after Mrs. Roosevelt was gone, that that fame carried over.
Kept
for
going,
her.
Okay.
But Ella Fitzgerald, I believe, was my biggest hero. She was the epitome of grace and style and a fluid voice that could go anywhere and come back. Effortless.
Okay.
Just amazing. I'd never... The only years later, there was another voice, and that was Barbara Streisand.
Streisand, okay.
Mm-hmm. But Nancy Wilson, wow. for sheer sexiness,
oh.
and that tone of, I am a female, mm-hmm. love me, respect me.
No, yeah.
That was her.
That was her, wow.
That was her.
So, okay, so.
Then Aretha found me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She jumped in my dreams at night and started singing my dreams.
Wow. She say a little prayer. Yeah.
Oh, see, when Aretha sings your song, don't worry about it because you're not getting it back. Don't worry. Ask Otis Redding.
Speaking of Aretha, oh, yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, I was going to say. Speaking of Aretha, though, beforehand we were talking a little bit because I saw you, you know, and it was a sad day, but it was a good day because I was like, I was watching Channel 4 and I'm like, that's Hazel, you know, because they were seeking you out on the
they
day Aretha, Aretha passed away.
I wanted to make a comment about Aretha's passing and what she meant to me. And I was so, more than anything, I was stunned because I thought, really? But then once I got there and they were all in agreement and then I didn't realize how much I needed to say what she meant to me.
Some closure.
Yeah. What she gave me.
Okay.
She gave me the license to just sing and not worry about what other people thought. You know, some people don't like my style. Some people do. Yeah. And that's okay. That's okay. The ones that do, we get it. The ones that don't, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind. But Aretha gave me the wings to just be myself.
Wow. And that's a good thing. And it's
that's
been
a good thing.
It's not even been a good thing. It's been a great thing for the people who hear you. So, so what inspires you, though, about jazz? Like, what was it that turned you on and said, I know mom
my
was.
My father and my mother, I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
So on Sunday mornings, she packed the seven of us off to church. My mother was Baptist.
Okay.
And she got to stay home and listen to gospel music on the radio and sing. So we come in the afternoon, and Daddy would put his jazz on because the gospel shows were gone off on the radio. Daddy would put his jazz records on, and you'd hear her singing in the kitchen and him singing out on the porch, smoking a cigarette, whatever he was doing. And we would be dancing in the living room. And that was because we knew Sunday night, we were watching Ed Sullivan before we went to bed.
Okay.
And jazz was everything. And then Motown hit. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And see, I was born in 53, so I got in there right
at that cusp, yeah. You were right on the edge.
They kind of ran in together.
Okay, wow.
Because Aretha started out on a jazz album, a jazz label. Oh. And they didn't know what to do with her.
Okay.
They didn't
oh,
have a clue.
My gosh.
And thank God for Clive Davis.
That
He knew what to do.
Do with her, I was going to say.
He put her in the studio and said, sing.
And let her do her thing.
Let her just sing.
And I think that's it, because she's not boxed in. Mm-mm. She can just go, and she can just go
sit
with it.
Sit down behind that piano and just bang it out.
Wow. What is one of your favorite jazz songs?
Oh, I am in love with How High the Moon.
Okay.
I love Don't Mean a Thing, because I think that was the first song I saw Ella Fitzgerald sing on Ed Sullivan. And one night she was on Dean Martin's show.
Okay.
She and Dean Martin were singing Don't Mean a Thing, and Frank Sinatra came out.
Oh, my gosh.
And my whole living room, we just...
Well, yeah.
And the three of them together, tore this song up. It was, the audience went so crazy, they went to a commercial.
Oh my gosh. Because
that's that song
for me.
That's
how, okay, wow.
That's that song for me. So when I did the jazz CD, I put all my favorites, my mother and father's favorites on there, and a couple of mine. But one that I love is The Very Thought of You.
Mm.
Oh, Nancy Wilson, she sings that song. It's like a prayer. And jazz to me is speaking a language of love. Mm. There's no meanness. There's no callous lyrics. The lyrics are beautiful. They're well written. Mm. They're all about love in all its forms, in all its manifestations. You can't go wrong with jazz.
No.
Diane Reeves, I had no idea Diane Reeves lived in Denver.
Oh, okay.
And my brother and I used to bet on who had the most Diane Reeves recordings.
Oh, gosh, okay.
And then I'm in the park one day, and I kept hearing this voice.
Mm.
And it was Diane Reeves. Wow. She was just sitting in with some friends of hers at City Park Jazz. It was 80, no, it was like 90, 92, 90, somewhere between 90, 92, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And I was stunned. I couldn't believe I was actually seeing Diane Reeves.
Okay.
Up close.
You're like, whoa.
In a park.
Yeah.
In Denver. Years later, we got to play the Telluride Jazz Festival, and we're doing this little reception thing. And the guys kept going, Hazel, open your eyes. And I opened my eyes, and there's Diane Reeves, her mom, and her auntie standing right in front of me.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, fangirl. I'm going, Chris. Now I'm starstruck.
I missed. And then the drummer's Tim Hoy goes, sing, Miller. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot to sing. She came up, and well, on the break, she talked to us. Mm. And, I mean, she is the greatest jazz voice living.
Yeah.
You know, to me, she is the embodiment of everything that Ella and Sarah and Billy stood for.
Mm.
Nancy, she is their. She's their ambassador. She's their new generation. I don't know who she's going to hand the baton off to, but she's turned me on to some nice new voices.
She's going to be leaving quite a legacy.
Yeah. Oh, huge legacy.
Yeah. I'm like, oh. Let me ask you this: you have been, like we said, all around the world. You've been here locally. What's been the you just mentioned Diane Reeves. So what could be, besides that, your best performance you think you've ever done, the funnest performance you've ever done?
We opened for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, do you remember? I'm singing September. Because
yeah.
I'm a September baby, so I'm got it. 21st night. Okay, go ahead.
That's Cheryl's birthday.
So oh, okay. It's even better.
They wrote it for her.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
okay.
She did. And their PA burn up.
Oh.
So because they didn't play, we were the headliners that night at Red Rocks.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they were nice enough to call us back when they did a new date, and we got to open for them a second time.
Wow.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
And most of them are from Denver.
I know that. Yeah. And I didn't realize that when I was growing up because I'd heard them and stuff. But then I finally, oh, gosh, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, they came through with Chicago.
Oh,
and I loved it. And then when they ended together, both bands just together up on stage, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Two of the biggest horn bands. And I don't mean size. I'm talking
power. And
power.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made it more impressive would have been Tower of Power.
There you go. I saw that. It was War Tower of Power. And who was the other? It was over at the Levitt Pavilion this summer, War and Tower of Power. So I was like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, some really good stuff. So speaking of really good stuff, you mentioned the song that Ella sang with Dean Martin and when the chairman came in, chairman of the board, when Frank came in. So Don't Mean a Thing. But what was the Nancy Wilson song?
The Very Thought of You.
Would you mind giving us a little lyric from either one of those songs or if you want?
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do up, do up, do up, do up, do up, do up, do not down.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was once again the amazing Hazel Miller. Hazel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. My kids are going to freak out.
Well, we appreciate it. We always love having you at Kuvo, so thank you.
I love Kuvo. And this is just a hint. Call me back, guys, for whatever. Do up, 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 do up